This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Yo, what up? Welcome to another episode of the Oakland Warriors podcast. I'm Patrick, flying solo today. This evening, the Golden State Warriors beat the Philadelphia 76ers in a game that the Warriors started slow like they are prone to do. And it was kind of a sluggish showing for a while. Seth Curry was taking it to the Warriors. And I just gotta say, Seth Curry is somebody that I'm glad to see in the NBA that he's finally made it. I know he kind of became an NBA player officially a few years ago with Dallas more specifically, but I never understood why that guy didn't catch on. Maybe it was just like they thought he was too small, or he just wasn't as good as Steph, or maybe they thought he'd be a defensive liability. But if you're looking at him, I never understood why someone like Austin Rivers got a fair shake in the league and Seth Curry didn't early on. Maybe because Austin Rivers' dad was the coach of the Clippers and they gave him a second chance. Maybe because Austin Rivers was a late lottery pick. But I never understood that. And I mean, it's all good, whatever. But I'm glad to see Seth is holding his own out there. The Sixers didn't play with Joel Embiid, but of course the Warriors didn't play with Klay Thompson. James Wiseman and Andre Iguodala sat out again. And yeah, this was kind of a meh game to watch for a little bit, especially as the Warriors were kind of sleepwalking. Their defense wasn't the best defensive effort in the first half. And honestly, Seth Curry and the hated Danny Green were kind of handling them for a while. You know, I used to be so indifferent to Danny Green, but I just can't stand seeing that dude on the court. Like, I will never, ever enjoy watching him play, and I will never forgive him for injuring Klay in the 2019 finals, fouling him on the dunk attempt and causing Klay's ACL tear. I'm sure Klay wanted this one. A couple observations. I mean, you know, the Warriors, they tightened it up in the second half on the defensive end, and their offense and their ball movement was just spectacular, to be honest, especially on some of those fast breaks. The ball was picking up energy, as they say, and it just kept moving and moving and moving. I was wondering in the third quarter if the Warriors would have a good run because they've been dominating third quarters, and they did. They tied the game. They got a bit of a lead, and credit to the Sixers, man. They slugged it out and they kept coming after it. I like the Sixers. They got some talent. I was always a big fan of Tyrese Maxey. if you ever saw him play in college, he just knew how to play, you know, and that's clearly translating right now. But just to get to the meat of this game, it's clear that the Warriors are an excellent team, and they're only going to get better with Klay and Wiseman coming back. So I look at this season now as pretty much they have three goals. One, maintain health. Two, secure the best possible playoff positioning they can, which would be, of course, having the best record in the league. And they're looking like they can do it. But of course, the Suns are right behind them on a, 14-game winning streak. Those two games against the Suns next week are going to be really, really interesting. And then the third thing is to get some of these supporting role players acclimated, prepared for big moments, big games, the bright lights, and all that stuff, for owning their roles and taking on responsibility for helping this team win. And we saw that tonight in the fourth quarter, in that gap where Steph sat out. I was like, okay, let's see if they can hold. And they did. Jordan Poole had a great game. He had a huge impact. JTA, Juan Toscano-Anderson, of course, had a huge impact. And Andrew Wiggins had a big impact, constantly attacking. But tonight, yeah, they accomplished all three of those goals. And to me, like, that's what it is moving forward. Yes, there's more specific goals, individual goals, all that kind of stuff. But to get to where this team wants to be, to get to the finals, to win another title, which is perfectly within reason, they need to be successful with those goals every night. Granted, like, being quote unquote successful with being healthy is not always the easiest. You know, injuries happen. Sometimes it's just bad luck, random chance. But, you know, these are things that they have control over. They can manage minutes. They can manage Andre's minutes, Draymond's minutes, Steph's minutes, Otto Porter Jr., Bielitsa, Klay Thompson's, all those guys. Because we're seeing right now that these younger dudes are feeling empowered, are taking ownership for the fate, the success of this team. And basically, there was no Andre, no Klay, no Wiseman, and no problem, right? And that's nuts. That's really, really nuts. So first, talking about Jordan Poole, I was really impressed with his passing, especially in the first half. For those of you who didn't know, he played a lot of point guard in high school and then became more of a shooting guard at Michigan. And obviously, he has been a shooting guard here in the NBA. You know, he might not have the tightest handle, but I was impressed with his passing. He had a couple nice reads on the break, and he was just making the right decisions. And that's kind of exciting to see, because we look at Poole and we're like, okay, this is Jordan Poole. This is what he does. He's up and down, and he will be for a while, but he's 22 and he will continue to get better. Like, he will be so much better at the end of this season, coming in April, May, June, towards the playoffs. And this is just a taste of what he can do. You know, some of these other guys, like Damian Lee, obviously older, more formed, you know what he's going to give you. And his thing is just like being very good at those things. But Jordan Poole, his game is going to expand. It's going to be rough every now and then, but I like what he's showing. I like his skill set. I mean, he hit that past half court buzzer beater at the end of the first half, and I was like, hey, you know, the Sixers were double teaming Steph on the inbound, so Gary Payton II threw it to an open Jordan Poole, and he just hit it. I was like, yo, there's somebody else on this team that can hit those shots. Probably not with the frequency that Steph has in his career, but just that there is somebody that has that ability. It's eye-opening a little bit, you know what I mean? The fact that he wants to take that shot and that he can hit it. Yes, it's a little bit of luck, but, you know, that means a little something. Jordan Poole also still has the tendency to drive to the basket and then get stuck if he can't get a shot off. Sometimes he will jump up in the air and throw it backwards, and if he's lucky, it'll land in a Warriors player's hand, but a few times it ended up either out of bounds or as a turnover to the Sixers. So that's just something I noticed earlier in the season, which he still, I guess, tends to do. But, you know, hopefully he'll clean that up as the season goes on. Andrew Wiggins continues to be aggressive. I'm looking for a fist pump every game, and I saw one tonight. You know, I joked about that recently, and it means a lot. right? Like he has emotion. He doesn't really show it very much, but imagine how this must feel for him to be on this ride finally, right? He gets traded to the Warriors and they're not very good. It's like, oh, okay, this is kind of like how it was in Minnesota. But seeing this juggernaut and being a part of it and playing his role, I mean, this must be for him basketball nirvana to some extent. He goes in, plays aggressive, picks and chooses his spots, slashes, gets alley-oops, gets backdoor passes, and he just gets his points so easily, you know? It's easier now because the Warriors have better players on this team as opposed to 2 years ago or last year. He has high IQ guys who are looking for him and can make those passes. I mean, he was 7 for 13, 19 points plus 25. I mean, he clanked his first four free throws, but he made up for it. And although Jordan Poole didn't have the greatest shooting game, his impact, right? He was 5 for 13, but he had 5 boards and 6 assists. And in terms of Juan Toscano-Anderson, you know, like a guy who had fallen to maybe 11th, 12th man in this rotation, he'd been supplanted by Jonathan Kuminga. But of course, Kuminga's going to have his ups and downs. And Kerr's backed off playing Kuminga because Kuminga's made some iffy mistakes here and there. And he hasn't proven to be as solid or as dependable as he was when he first started getting some minutes. And Juan Toscano-Anderson is just there. The dude was 6 for 6. He had 6 boards, 6 assists, plus 21 off the bench, 13 points. That's from your 12th man. Maybe he's a little further up the chain now. Maybe he's more like, let's see, he's ahead of Kuminga. He's ahead of Moody, of course. So 9th, 10th, either way, man, that is super valuable. And he brought so much energy to this game. That one where he slipped the screen and Andre Drummond got stuck on his backside trying to chase him before JTA scored. And that was just comedy, man. I mean, Andre Drummond, he used to be decent, but he just, I don't know if he's wearing a lot of padding underneath his uniform, but he looks out of shape. He looks fat. And he looks just way too slow to be in the NBA right now, especially playing like this Warriors team that likes to play fast. I mean, Drummond's so slow. He makes Kevon Looney look quick, like he's Allen Iverson out there. The NHL season is underway, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, has an unbelievable offer to celebrate the greatest sport on ice. New customers can bet just $1 on any NHL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a goal. Doesn't matter if it's a one-time clapper or a deft deflection, however they light the lamp, you win. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings daily fantasy sports contests. Basketball, football, UFC, you name it. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code TBPN. Throw down $1 on any NHL game and win 100 in free bets if either team scores a goal. This week, one puck in the net nets you a big win with promo code TBPN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And Draymond himself, he almost had a triple-double. He had 10 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists while he was battling foul trouble. He got his 4th foul in the second quarter, and he didn't pick up another. A couple other things to note. I'm always amazed by Gary Payton's ability to literally just pretty much from a standstill rise up and dunk the ball. I mean, that is an athletic gift that really helps the Warriors, especially when Andre's not able to play in the dunker spot and Wiseman's been out, can't play in the dunker spot. I mean, you got Wiggins, you got Payton, and he just floats. You know what I mean? He floats from a standstill. And I'm like, dang, we got this guy on a minimum and the Warriors had cut him so that his contract wouldn't be guaranteed and anyone else could have picked him up and no one did. That's value. And lastly, Otto Porter Jr., the dude was 4 for 5 from 3, 12 points. I know the corny thing is to give him the nickname Automatic. I didn't come up with that. I'm glad I didn't come up with that, but the dude is automatic. I swear, like every time he shoots it, I think it's going in, and he's a great shooter, but these have to be the most wide open shots he's ever had in his career. Like no one is paying that much attention to him on the wing. And when he catches it, I just don't see anyone around him. So he must be enjoying playing in this Warriors offense with all these other weapons that they have, because he's just hanging out, coming down on the break, and it's like, puts his hand up, somebody spots him, and you just think it's going in. And tonight it did, 80% of the time. So yeah, this was a great way to show out on ESPN on a nationally televised game. Other guys in the league, other teams, other fans must be like, who are these other dudes on the Warriors that are all of a sudden a threat? It is so awesome just to have all these different wings to insert into the game. And like I said, you didn't even have Andre Iguodala available. And at some point later in the season, you'll probably see more of Moses Moody and Jonathan Kuminga on the wing. But yeah, hopefully the Warriors can stay healthy for the most part. I mean, there will be injuries, right? The squad is a little bit old and some of their free agent pickups are injury prone, but that's the benefit of having a deep bench. If you got a little bump, hey, let's be cautious. Why don't you sit out for a while? Otto Porter Jr. sat out for a couple games. Andre Iguodala's been sitting out for the last three or four, and I'm totally fine with that. I've said it before. Put him on ice as long as you need to. You know what you need him for. Make sure he's available and ready for that. But yeah, right now, they're number one in the West, number one in the NBA in terms of record. And the role players, the Jordan Pools, the Andrew Wiggins, the JTAs, they're feeling the spotlight and they're thriving in it, legit. And that's going to pay huge dividends in the second half of the season and deep into the playoffs. Anyway, hope you have a safe, happy holiday weekend. This has been another episode of the Oakland Warriors Podcast. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter at Patrick Epina or at Oakland Warriors. Check us out at OaklandWarriors.com and be sure to tell your fellow Warrior fan friends to tune in and listen. The Oakland Warriors Podcast is produced by National Film Society and is a part of the Basketball Podcast Network. And if you're so inclined, I would love it if you could leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and say nice stuff about us. Thanks. That's it.
Music in this episode provided by Paper Sun. Special thanks to Paul Amardo for production support. See you next time, and go Dubs.